Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to Keto with X22.com. That is Keto with X22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy to make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for 3 solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These 3-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top 5 most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today, we have a returning guest, Bill Holter. Bill is a financial writer and gold expert. Bill also helps individuals purchase and store precious metals. He's a broker with Miles Franklin, and I am very happy to have Bill back on the X22 Report Spotlight. Bill, welcome back to the Spotlight.
Thanks for having me back, Dave.
Hey, thanks for being here. And let's just start off with the Twitter files and what's happening with Twitter with Elon Musk. And he purchased Twitter, and now he's releasing information on how the government was working with social media to censor and ban people. I just wanted to get your take on what's happening with Twitter. Why do you think Elon purchased it? And where do you think this is going to go?
Well, first off, there's an awful lot of truth, real truth coming out with the files that he's dumping. We knew previously, if you were paying any attention at all, then you knew what Twitter was doing. But there was no proof to it. So it was just plain conspiracy theory. Well, just like 99% of the conspiracy theories out there, this is another one that's come true. One thing I'm going to say, and I haven't really heard anybody talk about this, other than when he first made his bid of, what was it, $44 billion or whatever, people were saying, that's he's crazy money. He's throwing his money away. And now with him releasing these files, opening it up to be a true place to debate, if you will. In other words, there's not something put out there and then everybody else shut off so that it cannot be debated. What he's done by purchasing this is I think he's purchased a truth platform, if you will, or he's turning it into a real platform as opposed to one that was one-sided and shut the other side down. My opinion is that was money well spent because as the legacy media and other social media platforms continue to suppress, continue to lie, continue to make up just plain bullshit. He set this up that's going to attract the masses, if you will. So I, in my opinion, I think it was an excellent buy for the plans that he had to turn this into a true platform of debate, where the truth can be heard, the truth can be seen. So I wanted to throw that in there. I think it was a good move by Musk, and I don't think it was a mistake. I think he's done this on purpose.
So what do you think the deep state's going to do? Like, I mean, a lot of information's coming out about what they did, like with the pandemic, with banning and censoring people. Do you think they're going to react to this? Do you think they're going to try to do something to Twitter or Musk or something else?
Right. Yeah. I don't think they're going to lay down.
Yeah.
And, you know, my opinion is, yes, Musk himself is in danger. When you corner an animal, there's no telling what they're going to do. And that's what it looks like is happening as truth drips out and is now starting to pour out. You've got the deep state cornered like an animal. So, you know, what will the response be? Who knows? It could be anything, and it could be way more severe than, you know, just going after Musk or going after Twitter. I mean, like I said, you just have no idea what a cornered animal is going to do.
That maybe they'll crash the economy. That's what we're actually seeing. We're seeing the economy.
That was my thought.
Yeah.
That was my thought. You know, they may crash everything. And Dave, we've talked about this for many, many years. Mathematically, this thing does not end well. And I've always said that they will need something to point at to kick the table over. In other words, you can almost bank on hearing our plans would have worked if it wasn't for X, Y, or Z. In other words, there will be some type of event, whether it's real or false flag, who knows. But they will take this thing down because they know long term they can't hold it up. It's unsustainable mathematically.
So right now they're telling us that inflation is down and it's at 7.1%. Do you believe that number, that inflation is now declining and things are getting better?
Well, first off, their definition of inflation is bogus. Truly the definition, and I've spoken about this before, if you get a dictionary that's 5 or 10 years old before the wokesters got a hold of it and started erasing stuff and adding stuff, inflation or deflation is a direct correlation to money supply. And we know they've blown money supply for years and years higher. What I think you're seeing with today's report, a couple of the areas that showed weakness and skewed it more toward the downside are used car prices, which we know went into the stratosphere. I mean, you could have bought a car, driven it for a year, year and a half, and turned it back in for what you paid for it or even more. They also said that rents are coming down. We know real estate's coming down. And this plays right into what I've said for many years, that when the end came, you would see inflation of the things you need and deflation of the things you have. And that's where we are now. You've seen the bond market deflate drastically. You've seen the stock market deflate. If you look at individual issues, I mean, there's many of them that are down 50%. The averages have not gotten crushed yet. You know, they were down, what, 20, 25%. But once the stock market does totally roll over, start making new lows, then it'll be in people's face, inflation of the things you need and deflation of the things you have.
So what do you think of the Fed? They're making a decision now, and it's very interesting how the rate came down right before they need to make a decision on do they raise the rates or do they, you know, maybe raise them a little bit or not raise them at all. I find the timing very interesting because we know when we go back in time, you can see when the Fed raises the rates to a certain point, and then all of a sudden the economy starts falling apart and then they start lowering it. So do you think we're at that point? Do you think we're at that point right now?
Yeah, we're very, very close to an inflection point. I don't know whether the Fed is going to raise again tomorrow or not. I suspect they will. Just understand that the tricks, when I say tricks, if you look in the past, every time they raised rates, they broke something and then lowered rates very quickly and substantially. That's not going to work this time. They don't have the ability to reflate, and I'm not sure they even want to reflate. As I mentioned earlier, Dave, they understand that this is mathematically unsustainable. So, I would look for some type of an event that they can point at and just let the market go because they're not going to be able to hold it up.
So,
or the real economy.
So I just want to go to what Elon Musk said. He tweeted this out. He said, if the Fed raises rates, it will amplify the recession. So first, do you think we're in a recession? And what does he mean by amplify the recession?
I think there's no question about it. We had 3 quarters of negative growth. So right there, there's your definition of a recession is 2 consecutive quarters of negative growth. So we've had that. We're in recession. And I would suggest that his use of the word amplify, he used that rather than the word depression, because that's where we're headed.
Okay, so you think we're...
Just understand, Dave.
Sure.
Just understand that this is the... where we are right now, not just the United States, but the world is more leveraged than any time in the history of history. And in an over-levered economy... and an over-levered financial system, the absolute worst thing you can do is raise rates. And what have they done? They've raised rates harder and faster than any time since late 70s into 1982. So this has been the hardest tightening cycle in, 40 years, on top of the most indebted financial and real economy in the history of history. So your result's without a doubt going to be a recession. And I don't see how a depression is avoided at this point, just because everything is so interconnected and everything's interconnected with the use of derivatives. And I think the common man does not understand or know what a derivative or what derivatives are. But when this is all said and done, the word derivative is going to become commonplace. People will understand not exactly how it happened or the inner workings, but they'll understand what happened. There was just too much leverage.
So do you think what the Fed's doing right now, do you think they're kicking the can down the street like we saw like in 2009, 10, 11, where they started QE? Do you think they're kicking the can down the street? Or do you think now is the time that they're switching away from the fiat currency, the Federal Reserve note.
Right. Yeah, there's no question about it. Worldwide, central banks and sovereign treasuries are headed toward central bank digital currencies. So there's no question about that. They're moving from one fiat into another fiat currency. Will it work? I don't think that it will work. I've said all along, I believe there will be 2 resets. There will be a man-made reset that fails, and it will fail. Central bank digital currencies, I think, are going to fail for a couple reasons. One, obviously, they're not backed. They're still fiat. But the other thing is, I'm not so sure. I mean, look at a map of the United States, a red and blue map. The blue areas, I think, without a doubt, will accept central bank digital currency.
I agree.
But in the center of the country, where you've got farmers, ranchers, I mean, people that work with dirt, work with the earth, they're not going to accept central bank digital currency. So how, you know, how it fails, I don't know, but I don't believe that the central bank digital currencies will prevail long term, and we will end up having a Mother Nature made reset, if you will.
How do you think the central bank will try to get us into the central bank digital currency? Will they just say, hey, by the way, everyone just use it right now?
No, they'll start with that. But there will be some type of a crisis. And as you've heard, you know, many officials say, never let a good crisis go to waste. One other thing is, okay, if we are at the inflection point right now with interest rates, and the Fed does try to do what they did back in 2008, 2009 by lowering rates, you know, 300, 400 basis points, you'll see a dollar crash. And don't forget, the dollar still is the reserve currency of the world. Now, there was an event, and I think you're probably going to ask this question regarding Saudi Arabia and China. They just had a meeting this past Friday. Actually, President Xi from China went to Saudi Arabia and signed a whole bunch of deals, which means those deals were already, they were already done. He was there just for, we'll call it pomp and circumstance and photo ops to sign the deals. But understand that going back to 1973, the dollar retained its reserve currency status because Saudi Arabia and the other Arab oil producing nations said that they would only accept US dollars as payment. And there were deals made where many or the majority of those dollars would go back into buying US treasuries. So it was a self-reinforcing prop, if you will, to the dollar. Xi, after the meeting, was talking about Saudi Arabia accepting yuan as payment for oil. If that comes to fruition, and if Saudi Arabia were to accept yuan and or other currencies, it's game over for the dollar. The dollar is a country's currency is always the Achilles heel to that country. And that's the case with the US dollar. And because it's the reserve currency, it's the Achilles heel to all of the central banks that hold dollars predominantly as their reserve for their central bank.
Now, this is almost what we saw back in, you know, before 2008, where we invaded different countries and we overthrew governments, because we know that like Libya, Iraq, and many other countries, they were moving away from the US dollar at that time. So here we are once again, but this time it's not the Middle East. It's China moving away, making a deal with Saudi Arabia. Well, actually, it is with the Middle East, but it's with a different, a very big nation. So what effect will this have on the reserve currency around the world, which is our currency? How will it affect the United States? If this deal goes through, they sign it. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax advantage gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to Keto with X22.com. That is Keto with X22.com. They start purchasing the oil, then you know that the other Middle Eastern countries, they're probably going to join in and accept yuan, and maybe they'll accept other currencies too. So, I mean, is this going to be like an avalanche where everything's going to be affected very, very quickly? And we're going to notice it, you know, like not in a year or 2 years, but right away when this, if this happens?
Right. Yeah, I think you will see it I think you will see an effect immediately once the realization that the Arab nations are accepting other currencies for oil other than the dollar. What you'll see if that happens, or I should say when that happens, because it is inevitable. Once that happens, you will see Arab nations and other non-Arab nations beginning to sell their dollar reserves. And those dollars are going to come back to the U.S. And when those dollars hit our shores, then you're going to see inflation that makes what we've seen over the last year and a half or 2 years is going to look very tame. So as I mentioned, I think you will see a flood of dollars coming back, but that will also harm the central banks because they're on average, they probably hold 65% of the reserves are in the dollar. If you have a 10, 20, 30, 50% drop in the value of the dollar, the purchasing power of the dollar, then what does that do to the balance sheet of the central banks? The other thing, one additional thing is this will be happening at a time where the Fed can't be tightening or is not tightening. So you will see an exacerbation of the dollar or the value of the dollar to the downside because the Fed's going to be lowering rates rather than raising rates. And when they lower rates, when any currency, when any central bank raises rates, it generally strengthens the currency. When they raise, when they lower rates, it generally weakens the currency.
So this brings me back to what you said just before about the central bank digital currency in a crisis, because when China does sign a deal with Saudi Arabia and other Middle Eastern countries sign on, this creates another crisis. So at this point, will they try to move us into the central bank digital currency, saying, okay, the fiat currency, the paper currency is done, we need to move into the central bank digital currency?
Yeah, that would not be surprising at all. And I do want to mention one other thing. As the dollar weakens, as the dollar is being sold by foreign central banks, don't forget the U.S. does not produce or manufacture the things we need to survive on. We import, you know, we've got the biggest trade deficit in the history of the world. And that's because we've shipped all of our production overseas. My question is, what happens when we get to the point where foreign countries say, yes, we will sell you, you know, widget XYZ, but we won't take dollars? Those widgets or whatever are not going to make it here. Then you're going to see, if you think you saw shortages over the last couple of years, watch what happens once the dollar is no longer accepted for trade. And I'm not saying it's not going to be accepted globally, but there will be some individual nations that will say, no, we don't want dollars. We'd much rather have yuan. We'd much rather have rubles. I don't believe they'll be saying they want euros, but you know, they'll want Eastern currencies as opposed to Western currencies.
So how does gold play into this? Because if, like you said just before, if we're seeing inflation like we've never seen before, countries like the United States and many others, they're going to need something to build confidence, right? Because when we're seeing inflation and you know, your paper currency is worth nothing, even if the central bank is trying to move us into the central bank digital currency, it seems at this point that nations or central banks, they might start using gold to backstop all of this. I mean, do you see that happening? Or
actually, you already saw an instance of that where Ghana is asking to pay for oil with gold. And that's because gold is one of their primary products of the nation. I don't think you're going to see trade settled in gold, but I do think that you will. Gold is coming back into the system. It's not going out of the system. And coming back into the system, it will be used as a backing, not convertible. I can't see any currency becoming convertible into gold, because history shows us once the currency is convertible into gold, everyone converts and the gold that's stored gets wiped out. More than likely, what you're going to see is nations saying we have X amount of gold and it is a backstop to our currency. Now, the problem for the U.S., and we've talked about this many times, is there's not been an audit of U.S. gold in Fort Knox, in West Point, in Denver. There's not been an audit since 1956. Mm. And basically, it's, you know, trust us, we have it. And I'm sorry, they're not to be trusted. One other thing, I imagine you're going to want to know, you know, what's going to happen to the price of gold. Well, with the dollar collapsing in dollar terms, gold is going to explode. Just because of the value of the dollar dropping, but then you add in the fact that derivatives are going to be breaking left and right. Just go back to the nickel market back in March. The nickel market was up 250% in 2 days. That's the type of action you're going to see in gold and silver, but to a much greater extent, because once these derivatives break, and the derivatives have been used to suppress the price of gold, to keep the price down, and just briefly, the reason they want to keep the price down is because gold is a direct competitor to any currency. It is the direct competitor to the dollar as the reserve currency. So if you had $5,000, $10,000, or $50,000 gold, you would have a lot of investors skeptical, thinking, you know, that the dollar is collapsing. And it, in fact, would be collapsing, but they cannot allow, they've not allowed that, because they can't allow that. If they allow the price of gold and silver to explode, then it's game over for the currencies, for the fiat currencies.
Well, does that also mean it's game over for the central bank? Because the central bank, their entire basis is the fiat system. Because we've been told for a very long time, like Bernanke saying, you know, gold is a barbarous relic. We only keep it because it's, you know, we've done this in the past in history. But if gold explodes and you're getting $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 gold, doesn't this destroy the central bank, the private Western central bank system? So that,
yeah, it does. It does, without a doubt. It destroys the central bank system. But I would tell you, as of right now, look at the Federal Reserve, look at the European Central Bank, look at the Japanese Central Bank, look at the Bank of England. I would bet you that every single one of those central banks, because of the amount of bonds that they hold and the amount of increase in interest rates. Remember, when rates go up, bonds go down. And that's what these central banks are holding, are bonds. So my bet is you're looking at all of those central banks as of right now, before any huge crisis, I believe they're all insolvent. Now, does that mean they you know, close their doors? No, because they can print more money. They're insolvent from the standpoint of they have negative equity.
We talked about the derivatives briefly. Now, there's a lot of banks that have a huge exposure to the derivative market. Now, I think like one of them is Bank of America, and there's many, many others. Now, when everything starts to fall apart, will these banks cease to exist?
I think you're going to see mass bankruptcies. I mean, you're going to have, there's $2 quadrillion worth of derivatives outstanding. You've got banks, like you mentioned, Bank of America, JP Morgan, Citi, and then you've got foreign banks. They have trillions upon trillions in derivatives. And they say, well, it's no big deal because you can't look at the nominal amount. You have to look you can't look at the big picture. You have to look at where they are right now. The problem with that is there's going to be, because it's so big, I mean, the derivatives market is far larger than the entire system and real economy combined. The problem is once some of these start to go offside and you have losers, they're going to lose so big that they're bankrupt, they're insolvent. Now, there's one more problem to that. There's the other side to the trade. And the other side to the trade, the winning side to the trade, they don't get paid. They don't get paid because the losing side went bankrupt. So you're looking at a derivatives explosion, it's going to basically destroy the entire system because there will be no winners. The losers are losers, and the winners will become losers because they don't get paid.
So what type, I mean, I know we discussed this before, but I mean, do you see any way where the people can weather this storm of everything, you know, transitioning into something different?
The masses, I think the masses are going to be wiped out and turned into outright serfs.
So,
I mean, just think about it, Dave. There's so many people out there that, and let's not even use big numbers. Let's say, you know, people have a $200,000, $300,000 house and they've got, you know, close to a couple hundred thousand dollars in a mortgage and they've got to make payments. They've got car payments. Medical care is going crazy. Tuition's going crazy. Once this thing completely rolls over and the economy starts to seize up, and the economy will seize up because it runs on credit, and when credit breaks, the real economy is going to shut down. How are these people going to make their payments? They're not going to make their payments. You're going to have mass arrears in car payments, in home mortgage payments, you name it. Now, will there be mass foreclosures? It's hard to say. I mean, can they go through with a jubilee? I mean, I've heard that. The problem with a jubilee is that one man's asset is another man's liability. So the liability, you know, you take on a mortgage for your house, that goes into a mortgage pool, and that mortgage pool goes into a pension plan. So when the mortgages fail, and you're already seeing it, we've already seen last week or the week before, I think it was BlackRock, is already put a gate around one or two of their real estate investment deals. In other words, you can't get all your money out. You can only take a portion out. So again, just remember that one man's asset is another man's liability. And it goes back to what I was just talking about with derivatives. If the liability side doesn't pay, then the asset side gets hit or wiped out. So I think that's where we're headed.
So let's just use this, and we're going to speculate. I mean, we haven't had an audit of the gold since, like you said, '56 or something. But what happens if there is gold, and we do have the thousands upon thousands of ounces? Will this stabilize everything since this country and maybe other countries have gold?
No. One of the arguments is, you know, you could never have gold back a currency because there's not enough of it. Well, the answer to that is there's not enough of it at the current price. If the U.S. does have the 8,300 tons that they have claimed since the 1970s, if you do the math, and the last time I did the math, I think was 3 years ago. If you do the math, if you take all the gold that the U.S. supposedly has or claims to have, and you divided that into the amount of just on books debt outstanding, the 31, 32 trillion outstanding. And I did the calculation back, I think, when it was like 23 or 25 trillion for the debt. If our gold that we supposedly have had to be used to pay off our debt, it would have to be $125,000 an ounce. Now, that number today is much higher. I don't know what it is. It might be $150,000, $175,000. I'd have to put a calculator to it. But if we have all the gold we say we have at the current price, does it fix anything? No, not at all.
Why not?
Because of the current price. Because it's not big enough to fill the black hole or black holes of bankruptcy, insolvency, derivative failure, et cetera.
Well, what happens? I mean, since
think about this, Dave. Dave, think about this. What did they do? What was one of the things they did during the 1930s to try to get the U.S. out of depression? They devalued the dollar and they raised the price of gold. They tried to inflate the system by devaluing the dollar versus gold. In today's world, like I said, you'd have to devalue the dollar to below $100,000 per ounce. And when I say below, that means 125, 150, 200, 300, 500,000 per ounce. If they were to do something like that, you would see a reflation effect. So yes, that would have an effect. Would it fix everything? No, because you have things that are way upside down. In other words, the assets are no longer even valued at what the debt is in many instances. Just look at real estate. There's a lot of real estate now that's already underwater
So what happens? I
and
mean,
cannot be refinanced because rates are higher.
yes, and as we speak about this, the Fed, throughout history, they have a mandate: keep the value of the dollar stable and keep everyone employed. That's really their two mandates. So if the system falls apart, everyone loses their job, and the value of the currency crashes, and let's say they do finally do an investigation because of a crisis where people are, upset, angry, pissed off, everything that the Fed then has done and everything that they were doing. What happens if we start to audit and we start to look into the Fed and we find criminal activity? How does that then play out in all of this? Because if they were doing this and they were not doing it at, for the benefit of the people, they were doing it for others. How does this play out then?
The banks. Yeah,
Yeah.
that an audit of central banks would be the biggest holy shit moment in history, because people would figure out, I've been working my entire life for dollars and dollars are worth nothing. You're saying that their mandate is to keep inflation down and full employment. And yes, that's what we're told. I would suggest that anybody listening to this go out and get the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, by G. Edward Griffin. Read that book, and when you're done with it, then you will understand that the Fed central banks were created originally to enslave the population long term. And the perfect way to enslave the population using currency, using the central bank, is to do exactly what they've done: create the biggest debt bubble in the history of history, raise interest rates, and blow that bubble up, where asset prices collapse and you've got the vast masses upside down and bankrupt. So what will they be doing? They'll be crying to the government, "Please give us food." "Oh yes, we'll accept your central bank digital currency." So understand, this was all part of a long-term plan. This is not something they just came up with a couple years ago.
Yeah, I agree with that. And actually, that's a very good book to read by was it G.
It's a
Edward?
must.
Yeah, a G. Edward
Yeah, G. Edward Griffin.
Griffin, right? Yeah, that's a really good book to read. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. Once again, how can people see your work and get in touch with you?
You can go to milesfranklin.com, or you can, if you need to contact me directly, my email is bholter@hotmail.com.
Great. I'll put the link at the bottom of the video. Bill, once again, thank you very much for being on the Spotlight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to Keto with X22 keto22.com. That is keto with x22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top five most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com.